Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Excited to get into the program. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here alongside best-selling author, America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach, Coach Pete DeRuda. And as you said, Coach, also in studio with us is financial advisor with Frisbee and Associates, author Kevin Frisbee. Kevin, Coach, welcome in.
How you doing, Thomas?
I am
doing... How you doing, Coach?
Kevin is one of my best buddies, and he's from Maine, and he also has a place in... Tampa. So he's got both of the weather places covered, from hot to cold.
Very nice.
I feel like being here in studio in North Carolina, I feel like I'm in Tampa. It's comparable.
We were talking about that. It gets hot here. It gets humid, just like it does in Florida. Great weather. We have a lot of people moving into North Carolina, a lot more people moving in than moving out, just like Florida. So a lot of things are about, comparison. In comparison, we don't have quite as much fun areas, it seems, like you down in Florida have, and we have state income tax here, which you don't have in Florida.
Which is why I'm there, by the way.
A lot of people are doing that.
My grandfather as well, yes.
A lot of people, the rule is like you have to live there six months and one day to be considered a legal resident, right?
Well, technically, actually, Florida doesn't really care if you're there 6 months and a day. They just care that you're going to file. If I'm in a state of Maine, they care how many days I'm out of the state of Maine, 183 days. That's okay. How that works.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So... not just out of Florida, but out of the state of Maine.
Out of the state of Maine and all of my business trips and all of my – I travel to Florida, obviously every couple of weeks. So, again, Florida really doesn't care. You can file taxes as long as you can prove you're out of the state that you're moving from more than 6 months in a day. You're good to go.
That's interesting.
Kevin, a little trivia question for you. Maybe you can answer it. Maybe you can't. A lot of people can't. Don't worry about it. But I'll see how close you come. Thomas, you'll also have a chance of this as well. Everyone out listening, Lynn. As a result of the pandemic-induced bear market – what percentage of retirees would welcome more guaranteed income in retirement? What percentage do you think?
Well, God, having the conversations the last handful of months, Coach, I'm going to guess it's in the 60% range.
Okay, 60, about 60 for you. What about you, Thomas?
Okay, under half, 40 to 50.
What'd you say?
40 to 50.
Okay, well... make your mind up.
45.231.
56%. So over one out of two of everyone out there would like more guaranteed income in retirement. Kevin, tell people, I know we hear this term guaranteed income, and it floats right over everyone's head until they get to the position where they wish they had guaranteed income, or they don't have the income they thought they were going to have because a market event or maybe a bad advisor or somebody walked off with their money. Who knows? But how important is it for guaranteed income to be part of a balanced retirement plan?
Well, it's obviously peace of mind, Coach. And why I've been talking to clients to do for the years, over the years, is we take a certain amount of money from their retirement accounts, whether it be an IRA rollover, 401k rollover, and put it in an account that we draw that stream of income from, looking at their budget. And as long as we're covering that, let's say somebody's got $500,000 and we take $250,000, go into that bucket that will have the guaranteed income stream to cover the budget, and we get another $250,000 to be able to utilize for fun and go spend. So if you've got your basic needs covered in your household for income purposes and lifestyle purposes, in your mind, it frees up the fact that you can go utilize some of this other money to go play.
It does make a lot of sense, doesn't it?
It does.
And the paradox, a lot of people can't get their mind around it. If you have enough guaranteed income built into your retirement plan with no games or gimmicks, and you know with certainty what the minimum amount you're going to get, you could get more if the market performs better, but you know what the minimum's going to be. Thomas, it makes it easier for people to take more risk with the money they don't have in their retirement plan, because even if they lost that money that they're taking a lot of risk with, they still have the retirement plan intact. Mm-hmm. That's hard to get our minds around, because a lot of folks that I've talked to over the years, and Kevin, probably you too as well, is they have all their eggs in one basket. And what do you mean, Coach? What do you mean? Well, I've got a bunch of different stocks. Yeah, they're all stocks. Well, Coach, I've got a bunch of real estate. Yeah, it's all real estate. And so the problem there is when something goes bad in that sector, if that's where you have most of your money and your retirement tied to and it goes wrong, you're not tethered anymore and you're out of control and you're probably not going in the right direction.
I'll tell you right now that the people coming in that have, you know, come in and do that consultation, that complimentary conversation that you guys offer all the time, and we offer the same thing. They, a lot of times, the last few months, they've been working with a broker or another advisor that have had, all, to your point, all their eggs in one basket, all of their money in the stock market. And now they're down 20, 25% at the end of the day.
It's a big loss.
It's a huge loss. Yep. So how do you feel? If you're a retiree or close to retirement, it's very uncomfortable for thinking that the market's going to have that kind of correction when you haven't solidified and diversified yourself with some safe money in your portfolio.
Of course, it's a fact we talk about, and a lot of people still don't believe it or understand it, so they see it with their own money, unfortunately. But if you lose 50% of your money, you have to gain over 100% just to get back to where you were before you lost that money. And it doesn't happen most of the times it doesn't happen overnight, does it? It could be years if it ever does come back. Some of the stocks that people have invested in, the reason why they're going down is because people have figured out it wasn't a good company after all. Mm-hmm. Good job of fooling people to begin with, like the dot-coms. Remember all the dot-coms? So, Thomas, we assume when we say if you lose 50%, you have to earn 100% just to get back to even. We assume that you're going to be able to earn it back.
That's true.
What if you don't? What if there's no way you'll ever earn it back? Well, now you're behind that eight ball in retirement, and we can't be behind the eight ball for our guaranteed income.
No, you can't. And once again, folks, we're here with best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuda, as well as financial advisor Kevin Frisbee. If you have questions you'd like to get in front of Coach and the team here at Capital Financial, just give us a call at 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383. You can also text PLAN to 600-700. It's a good conversation, and it's something you guys were talking about this the other day, and I hope I'm bringing it up in the right way, but if you're looking at a 20 or 30-year retirement and you do not expect a crash or a dip or whatever to happen in that 20 to 30 years, just look in the last 20 to 30 years.
And to that point, and I tell people, if you're 60 or 65 years old today, just using that example, you go back 33 years, Thomas, we've had, obviously we had the COVID pullback, we have this pullback in 2007 to 2009, we had a major market pullback, 2000 to 2002, we had a 56% decline. We were in a recession when 9/11 happened. So people forget, they think it was 9/11 that created the market collapse. It was a recession, and the planes in the towers made it worse. Yeah. Going even further back, 1992.
That's a good point, Kevin. That's a good point, because we just had the dot-com crash in 2000, then 2001 happened, and people blame the crash now, looking back at it under 20 years under the rug, so to speak, so we lose track of what really happened. But the market was already in a bad way.
It's honestly a realization for myself,
Kevin.
Just sitting here. It's true.
No, it's true. So to go back even further, you go back to 1992, savings and loan crisis. This is what got George Bush Sr. unreelected, because we had a crisis.
Was that the Keating Five we used to hear about, savings and loan crisis?
Yeah, that's right. And go back one more time, in 1987, we had the stock market crash.
Black Monday.
So five times we've had major market events in the last 30-plus years. If you live another 30 years, let's say, you have to build that in and expect that you're going to have some major market pullbacks.
Expect the unexpected.
That's
what happens a lot of times. And just a stat that came across my desk the other day, which was amazing. I was talking to a mortgage buddy of mine, Skip Dyer, who is a really good mortgage guy. Go no cost.
That was
com.
Yes. No cost.
So he said, he gave me the stat. In January 2021, the 30-year mortgage rate was 2.65. What a great rate, huh? Uh-huh. And the average new home price in the U.S. was $401,000. Today, which is basically a little bit and some change more, the 30-year mortgage rate is 5.25. That was about a week ago.
Wow. More than twice.
Probably higher than now. And the average new home price is $570,000. Mm-hmm. So assuming a 20% down payment, which is what we usually encourage people to do, that really ensures that you are able to make the payments if you can come up with 20% to get in the house. But a 20% down payment, that's a 95% increase in the monthly payment. You're going to go from a $1,294 a month payment to $2,519 for the same house.
Wow.
For the same house. See, that's what's funny. It's not you're not moving up like George Jefferson. You're in the same house and you're paying $1,300, $1,200 some and change more. You're paying double what you were paying.
Mm.
You know, because of interest rate. That's crazy, isn't it? Because interest
crazy.
Rates have gone from 2.65 to over 5.2, probably about 5.5. That has doubled the amount you're paying every month for the same house.
You know what's really concerning about that? It is crazy. What's really concerning about that, Coach, is the fact that a lot of younger people. I don't see this so much with the 50 and up crowd,
right?
Because they had a lot of times the fixed rate mortgage. But yeah, a lot of the younger people the last couple of years have gotten a variable rate mortgage.
Adjustable rates. To get a teaser rate so they could brag in the neighborhood that they have 1.99%
yes,
for 2 years or 1 year, and then it starts adjusting to whatever the rate is, Thomas. And so they're not bragging anymore.
And they bought the house that they're in based on their budget at the time.
Yeah, and now things have changed dramatically, and to the point where a lot of folks might have to not stay in the same house, especially if they have that adjustable rate, the variable rate that's been going up. Back in the day when rates were coming down, it may have made sense, but it doesn't make sense now. And I would argue it never makes sense because we have no closing cost mortgages available now where you don't pay anything out of pocket to refinance two times a year if you wanted to. If the rates go down, you refinance again.
Yeah.
I know it's a pain in the butt to refinance, having to gather all that paperwork. But if you can save yourself a lot of money, it makes a lot of sense. So I always encourage no closing cost mortgages. Even if you have to buy a house now with the higher rates, the good thing about a no closing cost mortgage is if rates start to go down after you've moved in, you can always refinance and get the rate down. And I've done that over the years in my house. In my first house, I was 8% interest back in 1996.
Oh, wow.
And as I moved to different houses and got different rates and refinance, I'm at 2.99 now. Locked in, Kevin. I'm not going away.
See?
The bank doesn't like me. They want me to pay it off sooner so they can get that money and loan it out to you for 6% instead of 2.99. See? That's what happens.
It is.
And so it's just important about understanding how every single vehicle, financial vehicle in the financial world has a purpose. And it must have had a need at some time, though. Although some of the financial products I've seen and you have, we've talked about it before, like variable annuities, I've never seen a need or a purpose for those. Those are the one product I've written about in every single book that I've written negatively about variable annuities. It is a one product that has to be sold, not bought. In other words, you're not going to go call a broker and say, please sell me a variable annuity so I can have my money trapped in there and it's going to go, it's at the whim of the market and a lot of fees and you can make a lot of commission on me.
Yeah.
No, I don't like variable annuities. Now, some annuities, Kevin, as you know, and you wrote about that in your book, every dime, every day, there's some annuities that make sense, but not for all your money and not all the annuities.
That's right. I mean, we can talk all day about variable annuities. I won't get into that, Yeah, exactly. But to your point, Coach, there's some good annuities out there, the index annuities, some of the fixed annuities, that can be a great tool to have that safe money bucket.
For certain people, they're a great fit, and other people, they might not be. But, I mean, if you're listening now and you're just automatically saying, oh, that wouldn't work for me, how do you know? You haven't had a financial X-ray done. You haven't had a review. You haven't had the retirement roadmap, the total wealth and income plan put together. We call it the total retirement plan. How do you know if you're really protected from the stock market risk with the money you're going to need for retirement? How do you provide yourself and your family a steady stream of income for and all through retirement? Very important. We're going to answer all those questions for the next 10 of you who call. You're going to get your very own total retirement plan that we've seen others charge up to $1,000 or more for this. I'm going to waive that fee since you're a radio listener. Keep in mind, our strategies work best for those of you with over $1 million dedicated to retirement. But as long as you have $200,000 dedicated to retirement, this offer's for you. Thomas, tell them how they can do that.
Very easy. All you have to do is call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or just text that keyword plan to 600-700, plan to 600-700. This is for pre-retirees like me and folks who may be in that financial red zone, that 5 to 10 years for retirement. We want to show you risk that's specific to you and how to best reposition your assets to lock in gains, still grow, especially taking into consideration the current economic climate. Not much to say there. Again, get your total retirement plan today with a team of fiduciary advisors here at Capital Financial, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text keyword plan 600-700.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.